Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Scottie Scheffler, the world number one player, he wins the first major of the year, wins the Masters, and it looked like dominant fashion by the end, but was pretty, you know, as it always is, the back nine tells the story, nodded earlier on the final day. And to talk about the Masters and as he likes to say, a tradition like none other, Mark Canizzaro joining Lori Rubenson on WFAN to talk about golf majors. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, Lori. However, this actually is a tradition like no other. I'm usually barreling up I-20 headed to Atlanta at this hour, but I'm actually not doing that now because I actually get picked to play the golf course tomorrow in the media lottery. So
wow,
I am still in Augusta. Yeah,
I think I've spoken to you before when you've got this. Is not your first time, right?
No, but it's been like 9 or 10 years, yeah. So it's been a while.
That shows shows you how long we've been doing this, then, because I do remember.
Well, as I said, it's a tradition like no other. We've been doing this for, you know. In fact, we don't speak often enough on Sundays, to be honest with you, even during football season.
I know we
so
should
we need
speak you know
we need
true.
To get more of this going.
Absolutely,
you know?
But we've definitely been doing this for at least 10 years because I do remember hearing that, and I'm so jealous that you're going to be playing the tournament. For people who aren't aware, they have a media lottery, and so every year, how many members of the media get picked to play the golf course, Mark?
I think it's about 8 foursomes. There's maybe 6 or 8 foursomes. It's mm-hmm. like somewhere in the high 20s, or maybe 28 or 32.
Okay.
People, yeah, it's
wow.
It's not a large you know, contingent, and it really kind of does feel like winning the lottery. And once you are chosen, you can't put your name back in the lottery for 7 years. So
oh, wow.
You know, so you know, they try to make it fair.
Yeah.
So you know, so people, you know. But yeah, it feels like you won the lottery.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
It's a pretty cool feeling when you see your name up on the board, you know.
All right, so Scottie Scheffler wins by 4 strokes, and did it feel like, you know, while I realize at one point there was even a 4-way tie on Sunday and before we headed into the back nine, did it feel like there was an air of inevitability about Scheffler this whole tournament, the world's number one player, that he was going to win?
I felt that way, and I'm not just saying that. You know, he just kept hanging around the leaderboard all week, Lori. I mean, he didn't do anything extraordinary. You know, he had some really good rounds. You know, I think a real key to this week was, you know, Friday, the weather. I mean, it was blowing. The players who played this place for, you know, a decade or plus had said they'd never seen the conditions like it was on Friday. And subsequently, you saw some super high scores. And Scotty plotted it around and kept it at 72 even par. He has not shot an over par round the entire year. Not one round over par all year, which is just absurd. But he shot 72 on Friday and just kind of stayed right there. And you had a lot of guys, you know, blown off the golf course. I mean, I think, you know, just, I think, I want to say that JT, Justin Thomas, I think was like 7 or 8 over on his last 3 holes. And ended up, he went from like 1 under and in the mix to win the golf tournament, staying contention to miss the cut. So that was the kind of day it was on Friday. And Scotty just hung around. And the more he hung around, you know, and that's what Tiger used to do. You know, Tiger didn't go out and shoot 65 on Thursday. you know, Tiger kind of methodically works his way through a golf tournament. That's the way, that's really the way Scotty does it. And, you know, I wrote a little bit of what I wrote for tomorrow's post is just kind of a, not that they're similar people in any way, and Scotty doesn't really have that it factor that Tiger has, and, you know, he's not, doesn't blow you away with his, with anything in particular. He just does everything really well, you know. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, if you remember, Laurie, when Tiger won in 2019, you had four guys on Sunday put the ball in the water on Rays Creek on right. the 12th hole on the Sunday, and Tiger pulled away. It was so eerily familiar today because that was, as you mentioned at the start, you know, these guys were tied through seven or eight holes. And then Scheffler birdies 8, 9, and 10. And then you had Morikawa
and
Morikawa put the ball in the water in Rays Creek in 11 and kind of, you know, Oberg made a little bit of a comeback after that, but you know, Morikawa just faded by the wayside, and then on 12, you know, Homa hit the ball over the green, had a bad break, took a bad kick, and ended up in the shrubs. So all of a sudden, you know, it just felt like 2019. You know, everybody was crumbling around Scotty, and Scotty just powered through.
It's funny that you say that about Tiger and Scotty Scheffler, and my producer Paul Rosenberg from earlier is going to be chuckling over this because he was suggesting and making the Tiger comp, but what I objected to was the use of peak Tiger, he called it. And what I said was, look, he has to do, Scotty Scheffler, I agree with you. I thought the strongest part of his game is that there's no weakness. There's just nothing, everything, you can say the irons are fantastic or whatever it is, but there's no weakness, and the demeanor is very different than a Tiger demeanor, but Scotty Scheffler has that calm demeanor. So there's no edge you sort of can get. When he's on his game, there is no weakness. And that's intimidating for players. The only thing I said in terms of Pete Tiger is that we're now looking at a player who's won only, I say only, but two majors, and they were both at the same tournament, same golf. You got to do it longer. You got to give me, you know, it doesn't have to be 15 majors, but you need to win another 3-4 or so before we say, all right, this is looking like, you know, because I feel like we've said this about Jordan Spieth. We've said this about others, and only John Rahm, who I still think is a terrific golfer, obviously, but everybody comes down to earth. And so that's the thing that I wonder, like, how sustainable is this with Scheffler?
Yeah, well, listen, we you know, you just said it. We get seduced by the moment, you know, and what's the flavor at the moment. It doesn't feel like Scotty's going to go anywhere.
Right.
I mean, he's a very consistent player.
Right.
But you're right. You know, he's won both of his majors on the same venue. You know, I'm fascinated to see where he takes this now at Valhalla, at the PGA Championship, you know, in a month. And then they go, you know, to the U.S. Open down at Pinehurst. I'm curious to see where he takes us in the next couple of majors. That's when you really kind of start to see, you know, okay, is this guy really, listen, I don't think we're going to see anybody as dominant as Tiger, as Tiger was again. I just, you know, and the people probably said that when Nicholas was doing it, but, you know, it was a different game. You know, the game is way deeper now. The talent pool is just incredibly deep, and it's just hard to dominate.
Yep.
But right now, as we sit here, and when you and I are speaking on the phone right now, this guy is dominating the sport of golf. And you know, it's interesting too, Laurie, you mentioned Rahm a minute ago. I heard a little bit of, you know, chatter early this week, you know, because obviously the LIV Golf and the PGA Tour and all that's going on there, the acrimony and discord between the two is a big topic of conversation. And I heard some people, you know, kind of somewhat diminishing what Scotty's been doing because they're like, well, you know, he's not playing against Rahm and DJ and, you know, and Koepka and DeChambeau, blah, blah, blah. He's not really competing against the best players in the world except in the majors. Well, you know, there were 13 LIV guys in the field this week, including Rahm, who was a defending champion, who finished 9 over. And Scotty dusted those dudes, right? So, I mean, I don't think we're hearing any chirping from those people, you know, the naysayers anymore about that. I think Scotty's legit. He's good. He's, you know, he doesn't have a lot of, you know, really any cracks. I was talking to his caddy, Ted Scott, afterwards, and Scott was saying, you know, I asked him what sets him apart. He's like, because he, you know, there's nothing he doesn't do well.
Right.
And he said people tried to make out like his putt, like he was a bad putter, because that was obviously the theme when he wasn't winning last year. He said he's not a bad putter. He's a good putter. But, you know, people manufactured that because that was the one thing that wasn't his strength. So, yeah, it's, yeah, he's just, you know, listen, but you hit it on the head. He's got to sustain it. But right now, I mean, you can't argue, you know, he's doing Tiger-esque things right now in the game. And, you know, it's a small sample size by compared to the, you know, the two decades that Tiger did it. Right. But, you that, know, it's that, fun to watch.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I just need to see more of it. That's all. When I hear something like, you know, peak Tiger, I can't say that after two majors at the same course. However, that air of inevitability is a little Tiger-esque, that we felt that way today, even when this was a four-way tie at 6 under. And yet it, you know, early in on Sunday, it felt still like an air of inevitability. And then you mentioned the other players and going into the water and things that happen. Is Colin Morikawa talked about it afterwards that he got greedy. In other words, players, this used to happen with Tiger, is players go outside themselves on Sunday if they feel like they need to do something special to win.
Yep.
While you watch what Tiger would do or what it seems like Scottie Scheffler is doing, it's not that there aren't brilliant shots. That shot on 9 that he hit to you know, the wedge to spin it in there.
Yeah, spun it back, almost jarred it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a phenomenal golf shot. So there's brilliant shots, but never seeming to go out of themselves and their comfort zone in a way that they then intimidate other players to do so.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, you know, Scotty does it a little bit more with a velvet hammer by compared to Tiger, who back in his heyday was physically the skills. He was just, you could just see. Even the uneducated eye could see how much better he was, how much longer he drove it and all that kind of stuff. And Scotty's very long, but there's nothing he does that like intimidates you like when you're looking at him. But I think you hit a point there. You know, a lot of these guys, you know, Morikawa, you know, who admitted he was trying to, you know, put the ball too tight on 11. Yep. You have to play away from that pin. You have to get, I mean, most players, you know, are fine missing it right and not even being on the green. And I can't remember, I want to say, I might screw this up, and I'm not a huge historian. I want to say Hogan once said, if you ever see me on the 11th green in 2 at Augusta National, you know, I've made a mistake, because he basically, he's playing for that right little area where you can, then you just pitch your third shot up and try to get him up and down from par and get out of the par. And Morikawa got suckered into it. Morikawa and Homa did some things today that maybe they pressed a little bit because they knew Scotty wasn't going to crack. I mean, even Morikawa said, I knew I was going to have to do something special to beat, you know, Scotty, because they know he's not going to back up. And, you know, so that's his intimidation factor, because they know he's so steady, he's not going to blow up. So they have to kind of overtake him, you know, and he's not going to come back to them.
Talking to Mark Canizero from the New York Post about Augusta National, the Masters, golf's first major of the year. And you mentioned a name before, Bryson DeChambeau, who's such an interesting player and personality. And whether you root for him or against him is certainly very entertaining. For people who weren't following, can you explain the story about he somehow has irons that were made with a 3D printer?
Well, if it were designed that way, it was something he's been working on, he said, for a bunch of months. I mean, you know, for our listeners, you know, Bryson is a very, very, he's a total golf, savant nerd, you know, equipment nerd, and he always thinks he's got the answer, or, you know, whether it's technology or doing something to his body. You know, he bulked up a few years ago and thought he was going to overpower every golf course on the planet and then realized that wasn't healthy. So now he's dropped the weight. You know, he's always searching and tinkering, and he's come up with this set of clubs. You know, it was looking pretty good for the first 36 holes. I mean, he played really well. You know, he really, I thought, Lori got rattled yesterday. And he just didn't, wasn't, he was scuffling yesterday on Saturday. And, you know, he just couldn't get anything going. And, you know, you could just tell his body language was just, he felt like he was throwing his chances away. And then weirdly, he holed out from 80 yards on 18 for birdie to kind of stay within four shots of the lead going into the final round, which that's right there, even though it is Scottie Scheffler, you know, at the lead. But Bryson is a fascinating story. I happen to be a big Bryson fan. He's a kind of a misunderstood guy because he said some dumb things at times. Mm-hmm. Can't get out of his own way. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a lack of self awareness problem. So, but his heart is in the right place. I do know that. I've gotten to know him a little bit, and I thought it would have been really good for golf and a fascinating story if he could have kept this thing going and win. And you know, it would have been a big win for LIV Golf, obviously, too, who had, you know, three out of the top five finishers last year. And, you know, they did okay this year. It wasn't as good as last year, but, yeah, I just think, you know, Bryson's good for the game because he makes it interesting. You know, it's not kind of cookie cutter.
One thing I wonder about with, you know, and for people who are not following this closely, so, you know, golf now with the two tours, the PGA as we think about it, and then this LIV Golf alternate tour that was, Saudi backed, and Greg Norman was sort of the front guy for it and all the controversy there. And part of it that was, what makes it so different is that they are paying some of these top players just incredible amounts of money, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars or, you know, tens of millions of dollars for some of them. And so they have this guaranteed money, and then the tournaments themselves are shorter. And so the whole setup is different. And part of what I wonder about with, I know the LIV golfers did well last year, but as I watched a John Rahm and some of the others, I did wonder, does playing on the LIV Golf Tour, which is different, prepare them properly to compete and have both the endurance, the mental, the way you need to compete for a major? Does it set you up for success in the same way that playing on the PGA Tour does?
Yeah, you know, I think we're still finding that out, Lori, and it's a good question. I don't know if there's not a complete answer. What we're going to see, though, is last year there were 18 LIV players in this field. This year there were 13. The LIV players they're not recognized in the world golf ranking system. So because of that, they're falling by the wayside in terms of the golf world rankings as they don't play any PGA Tour events other than the majors, those who get into the majors. So because of that, you're going to see less and less LIV players unless there's some sort of agreement made between LIV and the PGA and they can kind of get their stuff together here. But the bottom line is everybody's losing here because the PGA Tour is losing because they don't, you know, they're missing out on having DJ and Rahm and you know, Koepka and Bryson and even Phil Mickelson, who's not really a factor to win much or if at all anymore, but he's still a draw. Nobody's watching that. Those guys are losing too to some degree, not the money because they're all gazillionaires, but it's like they're in witness protection. You can barely even find out where to watch them on the CW whenever the CW decides to air them in between Buffy the Vampire Slayer or whatever they got on, right? So, you know, so really the fans, the golf fans are losing out. And to me, both tours are losing out too because, you know, LIV Tour lacks credibility because of that. And the PGA Tour is lacking some buzz because they don't have some of these best players. You know, I mean, quite frankly, I think the best thing that happened to the PGA Tour was, you know, with Scottie Scheffler winning and you know, continuing his dominance today because, you know, it validates it. If you look at the roster of PGA Tour winners this year, winners of the PGA Tour events this year, no offense to any of them, because each and every one of them had terrific stories, but not really stories that are going to draw the general sports or golf fan to them. There were a lot of lesser known names, and the guys that are the names on the PGA Tour aren't playing well. Rory's played, hasn't done anything. Shoffley and Cantley.
Yeah, let me ask you about actually Rory and stop you on that, because he's a big name, Rory McIlroy. If you even casually follow golf, you've heard of Rory McIlroy. And yet here's a player who was sort of one of those young prodigies years ago. There was a time he was going to be the answer to who comes next after Tiger. He obviously is a terrific golfer, but he's won three of the majors. He has not won the Masters. And at this point, he's played in, I think, 16 Masters. At what point, is it ever going to happen for him or not?
I don't have the answer to that. It should happen to him because he has the kind of talent where you would think it's going to happen for him. But the longer this goes on, the more it becomes a mental, thing, obviously. I mean, Rory is another guy that's kind of tried a little bit of everything. He's tried to play, the week before the Masters, or not play and rest and do this and do that. This was his 10th try at winning at trying to win the Masters and complete the career Grand Slam, which is all four majors, trophies.
Right.
The 16 Masters and now 10 in a row. And the other thing is he had one in his pocket, as in 2011 and threw it away, four shot lead at the turn of nine on Sunday and completely imploded. So all of that stuff. It's baggage, and all these guys have, everybody's got baggage. We all have baggage, but these guys have serious expensive baggage, in terms of trying to get over these humps, in these tournaments. And, Rory has done everything except win a major in the last 10 years. I mean, the guy's won, I think 20, close to 20 times since since his last major championship victory, and he's won big tournaments, but he hasn't won a major. And the Masters is really, it's a problem for him. He can't figure it out. And it's absolutely in his head. There's no question about it. So, but listen, he's still fairly young. I want to say 34 years old. He's got plenty of time to go, and he's still got stupid good, physical ability. But, he's been swallowed up by expectations, really, because he came so close at 11. And, if you think about it, 10 years ago, the conversation you and I would have been having on this, on this show would be like, hey, can Rory catch Tiger in majors? I mean, we were talking about double-digit majors to him, and maybe he might win 20 majors before it was over. But now he's just been stuck since 2014.
Yeah. All right, so then that leads to the last question. Tiger Woods, and he did make the cut, which was something. He physically was able to finish the tournament, which was also something. That's the good news, but I know you were writing about this as well. At this point, can we say at age 48 that, not to call him a ceremonial golfer, but at this point, Tiger Woods is never going to win another major championship?
I would, that if I was a betting person, I would bet on that. I know I wrote this week, Tiger talked about at the beginning of the week, he thought, if everything went right, he had one more in him this week. And I'm just looking at him. I'm thinking to myself, you can barely get up and off the podium. Even if you're remotely healthy for 4 days, how are you going to overcome Scottie Scheffler and Jon Rahm and Brooks Koepka and all these guys? I mean, these guys are in their prime. I just don't see it happening, and physically it's just too hard for him. I just watch him move around he's in a really weird zone. I know I referred to, and I actually even asked him in his Tuesday press conference about, that dynamic of, do you see yourself at some point being a ceremonial golfer, like being one of those honorary starters? I was kind of saying that tongue in cheek, and he's like, absolutely not yet, and that kind of thing. And, until I feel that way, I just don't feel that way. So, it's almost like, he's 48 years old. I mean, guys start going to the senior tour at 50.
Right.
So he's in this kind of, he's in a little bit of this no man's land right now, Lori. You know what I'm saying? Like he's still, he's a great champion who who still thinks he can do it, but everybody else knows he can't.
Yeah.
You know, if that makes any sense, you know?
Yep. All right. We'll keep going with the tradition. Have fun tomorrow. Really excited about you playing Augusta. What could be better than that? Mark Canizzaro from the New York Post. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Laurie. Be well.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.